said, try and throw that at me. And Ross said, it's not your basket to mark. That's very, he's being very clear. No, he can have that. He can have that, Ross.
Oh, he can.
Yes. Answer's yes.
He can.
Because you're busy and he can play with it. Okay, now, a little earlier, said, Ross was in the car and he looked back in the seat and said, is Marky there? Very nice. That's the first time I've heard a question like, is such and such there? Okay. Right, I told Marky, we're eating, go to mommy. And Ross said, we love you, but go to your mommy. And then he said, what else did you say?
I said, we're eating, now go to your mommy, and we love you.
We love you, fine. Ross said, you're making me steamed. What does that mean, steamed?
You're making me steamed, that why? You're not giving me the raisin bran raisin.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now I want raisin bran with raisins.
It has raisins in it. I just put them in. I put the golden raisins in.
I don't want golden raisins.
Well, you better eat it or you're going to get cold.
I just want dark raisins.
Okay, listen. You eat that. Please eat.
Mark, we're eating.
I'll take you
away. Boss, father out came the soda bubble when from the incubation spider went up Marky again.
Right. Ross said, Incy Wincy Spider went up Marky, and then he sang the rest of the song, and then he said, and then the Incy Wincy Spider went up Marky again. I guess that'd be a good case for an analogy. You might say it's an analogy. It's replacement of a single part. Okay. Now, big bite. Okay, Ross turned on the alarm clock, and I said, you better show Mommy. And I said, did you show Mommy? I said, yeah. And she said, what did she say? What did Mommy say, Ross?
She said, but don't break it.
And what did you say?
I said, okay.
Okay, I won't eat. Ross said, I said, and after Ross said that, Ross said, I said, okay, I won't break it. And then Ross said, I said, turn it off. Okay, and now show me what's happened, Ross. Ross said, see, it's making a sound. And then he turned it off. And then he said, see, it's not making a sound. Right? What are you doing? Is it broken? How come?
Because it worked in the middle of this street.
Okay, would you turn it off now?
Okay.
Good.
Now turn it on?
No, off.
Off?
No, just leave it off. Said that the Hulk wears green pants and purple pants, and Ross said, I wear green pants and purple pants when I'm a Hulk. And then he said, you know, when I'm a little baby, what happened when you were a little baby, Ross?
Do you know when I was a little baby, I used to wear this Hulk shirt with purple pants, and I was used to wear green pants and purple pants.
Really?
And then I wear a Hulk. If I were a Hulk, I just wore green.
Okay, does your ear still hurt, honey?
Huh?
Does your ear hurt?
Yeah.
It does? You want to go to the doctor still?
Yeah. Okay. Uh-oh. I'm going to keep my money.
Okay, put it in your pocket.
Okay.
Ross heard the word dentist on radio, and Ross said, the dentist do something. Pause. The dentist do good with your teeth, right?
Yeah.
What does he do? He fixes your cavities, Ross.
Yeah. And then Blake won't have boo.
Won't have what?
Won't have boo.
Boo. What is boo?
It's from cavities.
From cavities?
It's from cavities.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we don't want boys to have boo. Uh-uh. Or they go boo-hoo. We don't want that.
Not because yellow boys will get cavities.
Mm-hmm.
But if big boys get calories of blue, they will get calories of Coke.
Of Coke, right.
Yeah.
I'll get them from Coke. Coke is bad.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't have it. Let's not have Coke anymore. Let's have something else, okay?
What?
Let's, let's
have McDonald's Coke.
No, it's not good. Let's get McDonald's root beer. Okay?
Yeah.
That's better. It's not as bad for your teeth.
Ross was getting his medicine, and then Mark came up and wanted some. Ross said, "You can't have any because you're a little baby and you have to have Tylenol." Ross, when I catch you, I'm going to bite you. And he said, "I don't want any biting. I want you to be a good daddy." Is that right, Ross?
Yeah.
Ross said, "You better hurry up, guys. I'm going to go to folk dancing by myself." Ross asked, "What do you call my medicine?" And I said, "Bactrim." And he went to Mary and said, "My daddy calls my medicine Bactrim."
Ross said,
"I want to tell you something. He got that. You mean he has that?"
He has that.
Uh-huh. What does he have, Ross? What does the Big Mac have?
He has that. He has gold.
Excellent. Okay, good night, boy. Marky had a spoon in his hand, and he said, "What's that?" And I said, "Spoon." And he said, and he started going poo, poon, spoo, and various variations on that. Poo, spoon, poon, all that. And it's clear that he understood that was the name of the spoon. That's why he wanted his Superman gloves and Superman shirt. And he said, "Because my mommy did throw my brand new Superman shirt in the wash, and it wasn't dirty," I said. Right?
Yeah.
Well, why did she throw it in the wash, Ross?
Because it wasn't dirty.
Because it wasn't dirty?
Uh-uh.
And that's why she threw it in the wash?
Yeah.
Is she a good mommy or a bad mommy?
Bad mommy.
Oh. Ross was looking at the beer in the refrigerator, and he said, "I want beer with the whole thing." And I said, "You mean you want a whole bottle of beer?" And he said, "Yeah, I want beer with the whole bottle." So the end of the comminative, or with, is interesting, just like in Hungarian, where you use the comminative for quantity. Right. Ross said, "Darcy threw water at the witch," which is the first double marking of a past tense that I've noticed. That is a past tense stem plus a ED. And then what happened, Ross, after Dorothy threw water on the witch?
The rest of the water went on the scarecrow,
uh-huh.
and the yellow water splashed on the witch,
mm-hmm.
and the bad witch melted.
Mm-hmm.
And along came a good witch,
mm-hmm.
and the good witch said, "You could go home, I'm going to get you home with my nice moon."
Mm-hmm.
And she took her, and she took Toto, mm-hmm. and Dorothy, mm-hmm. to home.
Mm-hmm.
And they was happily after again.
Happily ever after.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it, Ross?
Yeah.
Do you want to live happily ever after?
No.
No?
I don't want to come to that big bad witch.
You don't want to see her?
Because I'm going to pinch her.
And if you pinch her, she'll go down into nothing.
Why?
Because of the water. You can throw some water on her.
Why?
And she'll go psh. Like that, into nothing.
Well, I don't want to come down to that witch, because I want to stay in my house.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. You know what else, Ross?
What?
A little earlier, Ross was telling little Marky, was walking this little Marky around. What were you saying to Marky?
You had to come to your brother.
You have to come to your brother, little boy. And he was talking to him just like Daddy does, right?
Yeah.
You're talking to Mark just like Daddy talks to Mark.
Yeah.
And you do 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 like that, right? Now, do you think you guys want some raisins?
No.
Not hungry?
No.
Maybe Marky would like some raisins.
No.
How about some chocolate chips? No.
Okay. Well, what is that, right?
It's just for fun.
Why?
It's just for fun, for play.
Can I see?
Yeah, you can hold a little tape recorder.
Why you got the little tape recorder?
I got it to listen to you, Willis.
Why?
Because I like to hear what you say.
Oh, why?
So we can talk. Do you want to hear yourself talk on the tape recorder? We'll play it back, okay? Want to listen to Ross?
Yeah.
Who's on this tape recorder?
Me.
And who else?
And Marcy.
And who else?
And Daddy.
You want to go back and listen?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to say to the tape recorder, Ross?
My fair lady.
What does that mean?
My fair lady.
Oh, my fair lady?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean London Bridge is falling down?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Do London Bridges.
You sing it on there.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, but, falling down.
I want to hear you sing on there.
You want me to turn it back so you listen to my singing?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Okay, now Marky's going to sing on here.
Okay.
Marky, do you want to say something?
He wants to say, London Bridge is falling down, falling down, my fair lady.
Excellent. Marky, can you do that? You know how to do that right now?
Hey.
What do you do, Mark?
He said that.
No, he can say, what's that? Say, what's that, Mark?
It's a tape recorder.
It's a tape recorder. Can you say that, Mark?
Little tape recorder.
Can you say little tape recorder, Mark? Ready, Mark? Say it again. Say tape recorder again. Come on, say it again, Mark.
Say tape, then say...
Recorder.
Then say recorder, then say tape recorder.
Right. Good. So Ross knows the idea where you say a little piece, another piece, and then you say the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like you say, when you want to say elephant, you say Ella, then you say fant, and then you say elephant.
Elephant.
Elephant. Right, Ella, and fant, and then elephant. Right. Okay, Mark.
But elephants eat grass.
Well, why do they eat grass?
Because if they get hungry, they eat grass. They just
how do they eat it, Rose?
They just rub their nose.
With the big nose?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And then they have big teeth to bite.
I see. Yeah, that's cute.
And I have big grass. Big, huge, hard
teeth.
Huh?
Big, hard teeth, right? And then they have tusks. Do you know what tusks are?
What?
Tusks are the elephant. The elephant has a couple teeth that are real long, and they have points on the end. You ever seen those? And they go down the side of his mouth, side of his nose, and he can take them and he can stick you with them.
Why?
He'll stick you with his tusks.
Why?
Because they're big.
Why?
Oh, they're just real big, Ross.
Why he's gonna eat us?
Oh no, he's just gonna scare you.
Why?
Because he's big and strong.
I don't mind him.
He's not mean though.
I'm a little elephant.
A little baby elephant? Would you like a little hippo? Hippos are nice.
I want a big hippo to play with.
A little big hippo and live in your house?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cute?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it breaks my house,
mm-hmm.
then I won't be able to live in.
Mm-mm. If he breaks your house, then you won't be able to live in it, right? If he breaks my house, then I won't be able to live in it, is what he said. Okay. Well, I'm going to go to bed now, Ross. You ready to go to bed?
I don't want to be careful. I want a little elephant. Okay. Stay up in my house. So he won't break my house all up.
Okay, I'm going to go to bed now, and I'll see you boys in the morning, okay?
No.
What would you like to eat? Do you want any more food?
I want to stay with you.
Yeah? I know. A little later on the night of the 14th, Ross said, Mark is going to get sick. Instead of going to get sick, he says, Mark is going to get sick. And he also said, Mark is going... Yeah, that's right. Ross was looking in the cassette tape file, and he pulled out a tape and brought it to me and said, Daddy, is this my name? And I said, yeah, that's the one that says Ross on it. So Ross knows his name. He can spot it amongst a whole...
But the tape is not in here.
And he said, but the tape is not in here. Yeah, that tape is in this machine, Ross. The Ross tape is in the tape recorder right now. Do you understand?
Hey, we put my tape back in there.
Now, when it's finished being recorded, then I'll put it back. You want to take your bathroom now?
Yeah, I'll drink it.
You'll drink it?
Yeah.
What'll the bathroom do?
It will fix me.
It'll fix you? What'll it do
I'll
for you?
I'll hold my tape.
This is your tape. This is the box for the tape. The tape is in here, and this is the box.
I gave it to you to open for me.
Okay. Ross? Oh, by the way, Ross was standing by the window, and I was talking outside, and he was saying, I don't understand you. What he meant is, I can't hear you. So he said, I don't understand you.
No, I won't.
What's wrong with you? Ross said that he wanted his Indian, and what he meant is he wanted some money. And then he saw, I said, I think I might have some, and then he said, I want a lot. And so I gave him a big one, a quarter and a nickel and a penny. And then he said, if I go to McDonald's, then I'll give this to the man.
Then I will
give this to the man. Okay. I went to McDonald's, and Russ was trying to point it out to us. And then we got there, and he said, see, I told you. I was telling you where I was going to show you. Marky went at McDonald's, and Marky threw some food on the floor and said, I don't like that. Also, by the way, yesterday I had been handing out cookies to kids, and Marky said something about Daddy cookie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Then Marky said, cookie, I don't like that cookie. And then he started to throw it on the floor just now here at McDonald's. Ross wanted a little McDonald's coffee stir stick, and he said, I want that thing with the McDonald's. It had the name McDonald's written on it. He said, I want that thing. No, it has the whole word McDonald on it. So he says, I want that thing with the McDonald's. And then he said, for stirring this. What do you want it for, Ross?
Because I wanted to stir this.
By the way, he uses that past tense of a desire verb, because I wanted to. I had the plan to do something. He uses that quite nicely. Ross was telling us, we have to buy grapes at the store. We forgot to buy grapes. And then he said, we have to buy grapes at the store. I mean it. Remind us?
When we go to the store, you tell remember.
Yeah. Put it on the shopping list.
Yes, we should put it
Ross, could you put it on the shopping list?
Yeah.
Okay, when we get home, you put it on the shopping list, and we'll buy some.
Oh, I will.
Good.
I will if I'm going to get that money.
Uh-huh.
Nickel?
Huh?
The nickel? What are you going to use for us?
I'm going to use the money and, yes.
And that list.
Oh, the shopping list?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.